We need to make sure that we are teaching them about more and more about the vicious spirit and attitude of a world that hates Christ. And by the wisdom and help of God, preparing them more and more as they grow and develop, so that they are soldiers ready and prepared for battle. That they head out into the world expecting a warfare, expecting attack upon their soul, expecting the devil to do his level best. Christ is concerned for the safety of his church. Even as parents, we should be concerned, and no doubt are concerned, for the safety of our children. But then that brings us to consider then, well, what way are we living and aligning with this? Are we throwing ourselves into the path of evil? Are we giving ourselves to those things that the devil utilizes to draw people away? Are we involved and filling our minds with things that are designed just bit by bit to destroy? People don't just listen to one secular song and imbibe the worldview of the song. They listen to it repeatedly, and they listen to similar songs with similar themes, and they begin to imbibe the worldview. You say, well, music, it doesn't really influence people, only if they want it to. This is an absolute lie, and you're so naive. And you can see people listen to a certain type of music actually begin to look a certain way. And you wonder, well, why? There's something that's going along with all of this. And you may say, well, it's, they just want to be identified with those. And you can argue about the philosophy behind it all and the reasons for it all. But the simple fact is this, that those that hate Christ are not uplifting the Savior. And they're presenting a worldview that denies it. We read about it. They are fools who have said there is no God. And while the expression of it may come in all various forms, yet the heart and foundation is the same. It's to get people to doubt the reality of God and our obligation to Him. And so we have young people who get led astray. The parents wonder why. And all you have to look at is, from where are they feeding? What's on their? What are they listening to? I was going to say iPods. They don't even use iPods anymore. On their phones. What are they listening to? What are they watching? You think Disney doesn't have a worldview? You think it's just stories? Think there aren't underlying, Christ-rejecting, God-hating worldviews? And again, I'm not here to say that you eliminate all these things all the time, but I'll tell you, if you put your children in front of it every day or regular enough that they're imbibing the words and memorizing the words, and it begins to bed in to the point that 20 years later they could sing it word for word, just like the first time they watched it or the first year that they were watching it, there's a worldview being bedded in, and that's militating against Christ. And the Lord is concerned.